Hey, guys, and welcome to this week's Crappie Report. We got a little something special for you this week, talking about some of the tournaments we just had on Rough River this past weekend and one upcoming. This week's Crappie Report brought to you by WXPC in conjunction with Crappie Monster, and we're glad y'all tuning in, guys. So here we go. Last weekend, Kentucky Crappie Trail, Rough River Division. Make sure you check them out there on Facebook, and if you could, come on out and fish with us. They put on a tournament last Saturday, and it ended up being one heck of a good time. We had 22 boats show up to brave the weather, and we were fortunate enough to win that tournament. We had right at a one-pound average on our fish. We weighed in 6.89 pounds. We caught close to 140 legal keeping size fish. We had a couple over a pound and a quarter, so it was a great day. We did find these fish on the main lake. Even though they were pulling water, the current was pretty bad. They were dropping up water about a 1.5 foot to 1.9 feet per day, so the current was pretty rough. We were able to find a large piece of structure out on the main river, and the fish were absolutely stacked in there. There was probably close to 2,000 crappie on this one brush pile. And we were able to sit there and weed through the fish and get our biggest seven, and it ended up being a great turnout. Congratulations to everybody who came out and braved the weather. This weekend, it's going to be fairly close to the same scenario. There'll be a little bit less current. We are looking at having some spitting snow there on Saturday, but whoever is able to get out and brave the weather, they will reap the rewards. The bait that we were using was a crappie monster small fry in the color Dewdrop, and then an uppercut yellow jacket. That's a black and chartreuse uppercut. We were fishing between 6 to 8 foot deep in about 12 foot of water, sitting right on the ledge of the main channel. We were indeed in the outside bend close to a little slough that provided a current break for all the fish to run up in. So the smaller fish were up in the slough. The bigger fish were right out on the edge of the main channel. Big news, we've also got Crappie Masters Kentucky Club coming on February 20th. So if you're interested in fishing that, they'd love to have you. Both clubs are sponsored by Crappie Monster. We do believe in this community. We appreciate y'all's support, and we love helping this community grow, whether it be tourism and fishing, or just to saying hi to random people to let them know what type of community Breckenridge County has off. I just wanted to reach out and tell you all thank you. I appreciate y'all tuning in to our Crappie Report every week. And until next week, guys, have fun, be safe, and as always, wear your life jackets. Thanks for tuning in, guys.